Hello and welcome to Boring Beige Box, the weekly podcast about retro computing. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. If you like to hack away at your autoexec.bat or config.sys files just so you can play King's Quest or Ultima, you're at the right place. From 2400 baud modems to IBM PS1s, to Monkey Island 2, to the Sierra Network, we cover it all if it happened in the 80s and 90s. So clean out that garage, pull out that old boring beige box, and let's have some fun. Hello and welcome to episode 16 for Tuesday, November 8th, 2006. Today's topic, Computer Gaming World, the magazine. Welcome back. It has been a while. I have not done an episode of the podcast in about 2 months now. I've been very busy. Also, my interest in doing the podcast waned for a while. I was not interested in doing it just because things change. You know, we all go through phases and interests. And, you know, I got back into, you know, doing some other things like computer gaming and you know, just some different different things. Like, I'm really into Battlestar Galactica now on television, which I'm sure a lot of you are. It is a great series. If you haven't watched any of it yet, I would definitely pick up the DVDs or download them from iTunes and check out the new reimagined version of Battlestar Galactica. It's completely different from the old, you know, cheesy 70s version, which, you know, was good and had its place. But this new series is incredible. It is a lot like the modern day dramas that you see on TV, but it's sci-fi, so it's really, really good. And in fact, I will probably be starting a new podcast specifically talking about science fiction, covering, you know, mainly my favorite sci-fi is Star Trek, and also now Battlestar Galactica. So I'm probably going to be covering a little bit of that. It will not be like a weekly podcast, but it'll just come out ever so often. And I do not have a name yet for it. Well, I do, but I don't want to release it yet until I've got everything registered on Libsyn. But I will let you know about that new podcast coming soon. I haven't received any emails in a long time. Things have been pretty quiet on the Boring Beige Box front. I have made a few changes regarding the forums. The forums, message boards, whatever you want to call them, take a lot of work to keep up as far as an area of fake accounts. I think what people do is, or, you know, spammers, they will use Google to search for every site that has the, you know, first part of the address as forums, and they will, you know, scour for these message boards and, you know, inundate them with new accounts. So I'm getting tons of new accounts that are just fake, and they have fake websites that are like porn sites or, you know, spam sites, and I don't want to deal with it. So I'm going to be switching to a different forum software. And you can actually find that if you go to the new forums are going to be, if you go to the main website, boringbeigebox.com, and you click on forums, it will take you to the new forums. But it's some new software. I want you to try it out. If you've registered on the old forums, you're going to have to re-register again and sign up on the new forums. So just go to the website, boringbeigebox.com, and click on forums. I will have the link updated probably sometime tonight. And changed over, and you can sign up for the new forums. Hopefully this will be more secure, and I won't, you know, the people, the fake accounts won't show up automatically in the members list. They have to go through more of an approval process. It's just a lot easier to manage in this new software. So anyway, definitely check out the forums. Also, if you are a new listener coming from I actually was on a couple of radio shows on TalkShoe. TalkShoe.com is an incredible service. If you go to TalkShoe.com, you can check out and see that basically the idea that they have is that you could do a live radio call-in show where people can they can call in via Skype or actually from a telephone, and you can unmute them and have them talk to you. So you can kind of do like a it's like having a live podcast, because they also the podcast is recorded, and you can it has an RSS feed, and you can subscribe to it or it can be archived. It is phenomenal. I found out about it from Leo Laporte and Amber MacArthur from Tech TV fame. They do a podcast called Net at Night, which is every Sunday night at around 8 p.m. Central Time. And it is a really good podcast, and they have people call in. There's usually like dozens of people that are calling in, but the interface is the TalkShoe software launches. It's just a little Java program, and it's a chat room, and it has kind of this scrolling chat that are in bubbles, and it's very, very cool. And you can call in, and you can also chat at the same time in the chat room. So it's great. I would definitely check it out. That's TalkShoe.com. And I think a lot of people, I advertise my website a little bit on there, and the podcast on it. I was on there's a great radio show called Typical Mac User by a guy named Victor. And I was on that show, and I think I promoted my podcast. So thank you for coming. If you came from that or any other things you might have heard from, thank you for coming to the show. You know, I've been doing Boring Beige Box for almost a year now. But like I said, I haven't done a show in it was on a weekly basis, but I haven't done it in a couple months just because I've kind of not been really into retro computing a whole lot. But, you know, I want to keep releasing shows for Boring Beige Box. The idea that I want to create is I really want to create like a Boring Beige Box network and have a retro computing podcast, but also have like a science fiction podcast, maybe even a World of Warcraft podcast. I also play World of Warcraft. Haven't been into that much lately, but probably coming up pretty soon, the new expansion, Burning Crusade, is going to be released. So there's a couple of things I may think about doing. Also thinking about maybe doing a tech podcast. I am a network/systems administrator, and I definitely would consider doing a tech podcast. So just keep an eye out for that. Everything will be accessible from boringbeigebox.com. Okay, let's move on to the topic for today's show. I got this idea for doing the show on this topic, the magazine, Computer Gaming World, because I saw in this month's issue of Computer Gaming World that they will no longer exist as Computer Gaming World. They have been bought out by Microsoft, which buys everything, into a new magazine called Games for Windows. Now, if you are a retro computing fan, you always you probably read a lot of magazines when you were young about computer games. And Computer Gaming World is I believe, the oldest computer gaming magazine in existence. And I have read Computer Gaming World and either subscribed to it since 1991. So that's 15 years. And I have always followed it, loved it. It's always been my favorite. I like PC Gamer also, but Computer Gaming World was one of the first ones I really got into. In fact, I'm holding an issue here from September 1992, and man, this thing has almost fallen apart. But I used to scour these magazines and read all the latest reviews. Like in here, there's a review for Indiana Jones and The Fate of Atlantis. Remember that game? I love that game. Is one of my favorites. It's got all kinds of different advertisements, like for the Sound Blaster Pro, if you remember those, and lots of different games and companies that are long forgotten and some that I never even remember. And it's just funny because these companies would come and go, and most of them don't exist anymore. A lot of them have been bought out and are owned by larger companies. In this magazine, one of the features I liked about Computer Gaming World is that they had this top 100 games in the middle, and you could turn it sideways and look at the top ones. And looking at this, this is from September 1992. Number one is Ultima Underworld, and I love that game. That way, I spent hours playing that game. Number two, this is like I feel. This was the golden, at least for me, the golden age of computer games. I'm looking at, and then number two, Civilization, which is, you know, the famous classic Civilization by Sid Meier. Number three, Wing Commander 2. Now, I've got to do a show on Wing Commander because I loved Wing Commander. And I think that's why I like Battlestar Galactica a lot now on TV, because Wing Commander was a lot like that. It had kind of that feel or essence of almost like, you know, Star Wars, but it was their own take on Star Wars, but it was more military, more, you know, the idea almost of like kind of very Top Gun-ish with all the different pilots and just kind of their stories and, you know, fighting against, you know, some evil empire or something. And, Wing Commander was a lot like that. So I spent a lot of time playing Wing Commander. And number four is Monkey Island 2, LeChuck's Revenge, which is classic. Love that. Number seven is Ultima 7, which also spent many, many hours playing that. Number eight is Eye of the Beholder 2. And it kind of goes down the list. Might and Magic 3 is on there. Secret of Monkey Island. Secret Weapons of the Luftwaffe. Populous 2. And some more Ultima games, but I'll tell you what, that was it was definitely almost like a golden age of computer gaming. So, in the rest of the magazine, you know, they advertise some graphics cards, and there's some different companies that you'll probably remember. Lots of war game companies. There are, I'm just kind of looking through some of the different, do you remember the stuff by H.R. Geiger? Well, he, you know, he wrote a lot of different novels, but there was a game called Darkseid, which was kind of weird. There's a lot of talk about Ultima 7 in this issue, and there's a company here selling games called No Name Software. I remember that. I think there was a contest to name it. And I forget what it came out to be. Anyway, I love looking at all the different prices and trying to figure out, okay, how much money I'm going to be able to save up to buy these games. Because, you know, you couldn't buy, most of the, where I live, there were no computer game stores where you could buy computer games. You had to order them through mail order. There, you couldn't order them online. You know, you had to have a credit card. So I would order them through mail order and send in, like, cash or a check from my parents to be able to be able to purchase some of these games. There's an advertisement for Might and Magic, Enter the Clouds of Zine. I think that was like Might and Magic 5. There was an opinion article, if you remember this, by Scorpion. And it was, I guess it was a lady that did reviews or talked about or gave hints and tips. And she talks about SSI's Dark Queen of Kryn, you know, the classic gold box games. See, now, there started to be, this was kind of the time when, you know, online games, online RPGs started to get popular. There's an ad here for something called Legends of Future Past, and it says, "Do you own a modem? Then live out your favorite role-playing fantasies in the finest multiplayer interactive fiction game ever." Interactive fiction, so it had to be text-based, like Zork, you know, so it was a MUD, I'm assuming. It says, "Every day, 24 hours a day, the intrepid, the romantic, the imaginative, and the adventurous from across the country meet as player characters in the Shattered Realms, a world created from shared imagination. Legends of Future Past is a detailed, elegant, multi-genre role-playing game featuring combat tactics, stealth, enchantment, necromancy, conjuration, psionics, and spell research. Explore the dark reaches beneath the teeth of Shartan, or enjoy a casual stroll with friends to the enchanted Grimwood Forest. Become a champion of justice or a force of darkness. Delve into political intrigue or playing the lone wolf on a personal quest. Tons of player interaction with special events nightly and game masters devoted to your playing enjoyment." Now remember, this is back in 1992. It's 1-800, call a 1-800 number to sign up. 1200/2400 BPS. 8-in-1 full duplex, or 508. It has a long distance number for voice for information. Oh, get this. Only $6 per hour, evenings, weekends, and holidays. $6 an hour. That's unheard of now. $6 an hour. That is crazy. Legends of Futures Pass is available only over the Digital Dreams Network, a service of Inner Circle Software. The Digital Dreams Network features other entertainment-related services, gaming, fiction, and movies, special interest groups, trivia groups. See, like, everything was about dialing up. You know, everybody, you dialed up somewhere. It was a BBS, or it was an online service, or a special game. It was all these very, very... There were specialized services that were separate from one another. And it was so different from the web. It was so different. So just looking through the rest of this, there was some pretty crappy games and some good ones. Oh, I remember, yeah. Dvorak's Top 30. Oh, it's something by John C. Dvorak. It looks like some sort of, oh, shareware programs. A compilation of all of his top. That's kind of interesting. I have to say something about that. So anyway, there was a lot of great stuff in here. But I have dozens of copies of Computer Gaming World from the 90s that I still keep and hold dear to my heart. So yeah, it's kind of sad. It's a change. And, you know, I guess it's for the best. The computer gaming industry has really just kind of gone down the tubes. World of Warcraft has pretty much taken over. The consoles are on top right now with everything going on with the PlayStation 3 and the Nintendo Wii and Xbox 360. I mean, consoles are pretty much on top of everything right now. And, you know, computer gaming it's okay, but it just is, it's just, I don't know, it's just not the same. It just seems like a lot of the stuff that's out there is just kind of regurgitated. You know, there's some good games, but, you know, right now, pretty much the biggest thing is World of Warcraft with like 7.5 million players. It's insane. And pretty much everything else, I just don't know how well the sales are going. They don't advertise the games, I think, correctly or well enough. And Microsoft is getting ready to do this whole campaign of this branding of games for Windows. And I think they're going to try to, you know, make PC games. They're going to try to bump them up just as much as they do like the Xbox 360 games, but we'll see. Right now, PlayStation 3 and Nintendo Wii are really the hottest thing right now in gaming. So that's it. So we're saying goodbye to Computer Gaming World. It's changing, and it's going to be games for Windows, and I'm sure it'll be different. But if you enjoyed Computer Gaming World or any of the other old magazines growing up, it's definitely a good time to maybe get some old copies and read through them. So, all right, well, thanks for joining me this week, and I will probably be releasing another show in the next couple weeks or so. It may not be every week as it has been in the past, but I will hopefully be letting you know soon also about some of the new podcasts that I'm working on. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.